Blog Talk Radio.
Week. I know you guys are expecting to hear us on Tuesday. We had a little bit of storm over here in New York City, so we had to postpone the show, but we brought something back for you this week that's going to be great. We're going to talk about the game as it's going on. We're going to talk about a few other things, too, that have been happening around the league and end the show right for you guys. But what an exciting first half. Obviously, the Colts are shaking and baking. They're looking good, which is what was expected of this game. Nobody, you know, in actuality thought that the Jets were really going to come in here and beat the Colts. The Colts should have had this game sewed away. But the Jets are putting up a pretty good fight. I can't really say that they are not. So this should be a good game. Looks like there was a little injury that happened, but looks like everybody is doing okay. So that is good. So while we're waiting for my guys to join us. Let's see. While we wait for the guys to join us, everybody, oh, look here. Look at them coming in, Donnie Lately. Even though I prepare them, you know, they're still late, guys. But let's bring in Marv. He's the first one going to join us. Big Marv, what it do?
Man, what's going on, Mimi? I'm here. I don't know what happened. I've been trying to get in, but I'm here.
Oh, yeah. See, technical difficulties still happening over here. See, everybody wants to blame it on the technical issues. So some of the NFL games are blaming technical issues on some of their wins and losses as well. But I was just telling everybody that we're doing a different type of show today. We're watching Thursday Night Football. Usually we do not broadcast over while football is playing, but today we're doing it a little different. We got the Colts and the Jets playing. What do you think about the first half? I thought it was a pretty good game. You know, the Jets are trying to put up a fight. That, you know, a couple more plays and this could be a very close game.
I don't know. I think at this point, it's a tall order to ask this backup quarterback to come back from this many points in one half. I'm sure they're going to still put up some good production. They just got some talent over there. They got some things to figure out. You know, kind of sucks that they lost Mike White so quick. But
yeah.
I don't know. The Colts have already put themselves, they've painted themselves into a corner already. So because the Colts are playing from a desperate place, especially losing two games to Tennessee already, the Colts are going to play. They're going to be a tough out for the rest of the season. As long as they can keep guys healthy, you know, in their solid, you know, contributor roles, they're going to be a tough out week after week because they're going to go on what I think is a win streak because they've got that desperate position already to deal with.
Right, exactly. And as you mentioned, losing to Tennessee twice, What is Tennessee's outlook with Derrick Henry out for the season with a foot surgery? And, you know, it says potentially out for the season, but more likely than not, he'll be out for the season. It don't make sense for him to rush back, especially if he's trying to heal properly. And as we're speaking of this, looks like the Colts are having a good run down the field. I'm like, they don't look, like the Jets look like they could stop him in the beginning, but now it looks like the Colts are going to run away with this one for sure. Oh, look who it is. Let's bring in our boy, Big D, all the way from Arizona, but also Dallas fan. Nice of you to join us, sir. We are just discussing some of the games. And also, as Mar was saying about the Colts being, you know, a contender. Does Adrian Peterson help the Titans, or is this season done for them?
They're not done by any means. I mean, they still got Julio Jones and Brown. Tannehill is a comparable quarterback.
Oh, wow.
Their defense is okay. I don't see them being done. I don't see them winning a Super Bowl. I mean, they could possibly get to the playoffs. I mean, AP is going to get you, you know, 60 yards. I mean, he's good for that. They got a good old line. He can hit the hole with the best of them. He's not going to break away like Henry. He ain't going to get them 60-yard gallops. So if they're hoping for those, that's not happening. But, you know, he can break off, you know, 4-6, help him move the chains, give Tannehill some play-action movement, you know, a little bit, keep the defense honest. But it's going to be more on Tannehill's shoulders. He's going to have to earn his money this part of the season.
I see. Well, we're going to see. Looks like the Colts are about to score again, which is going to put them in a dangerous spot to run away with this. I thought the Jets had a chance, like I was telling Marv. The Jets is putting up – I mean, not that they had a chance to win, but not for it to be a blowout, which is what, you know, most people were anticipating. The Colts should be able to handle the Jets. Obviously, last week was a good week for them, but everybody has a good game. A good week in football. So now that we've got a commercial break here, Marv, what do you feel about the new quarterback situation for the Jets?
You know, they're talking like they trust this young kid is in there right now. I mean, I think it should be Mike White's chance to show what he can do if he can get back on the field. I know they got investments in the young kid, but I don't know. I could see. I would want to see what this young veteran might have to offer for another game or two before I bring the starter back. But I don't know, man. The Jets are starting to play with a little momentum, so you know they might have a few wins left in them. We'll see. I don't have much faith in what they got going on, but long term. I don't know if I'm sold on Zach, but it's early, so we'll see. But otherwise, I want to see what Mike White really has in his bag, if it's just a one-time thing or has he really got, you know, some starter talent. So that's what I'm interested in seeing right now. I feel like we got robbed of that with him getting knocked out this game.
I see. All right, D, what about you? Do you like this quarterback for the Jets?
You talking about White or Wilson?
Yeah, White. No, White.
I mean, he is giving him a little more opportunity to turn the ball over a lot less than Wilson, which is what Wilson should be working on, is not turning over the ball as a rookie. They're trying to ask him to do entirely too much, and he wants to make big plays to win the game, and that's where rookies fall into that slump, and they really get it starts going downhill from there, which is what you saw from Wilson. But White, though, is able to make some play calls, make some adjustments. He trusts his arm. He trusts the route running. His timing is a little better. I see why they went with the kid. I'm sad to see that he got hurt because he kept the game close until he got hurt, and then they had to put in their third string, and this game is getting out of hand. I actually did pick the Giants or the Jets to win this game, and then the quarterback got hurt, and I was like, "Wow, they have no answer now." Like I was like, "That of all times you pick them, and it's a team they could beat in the Colts." But again, the Colts are going to be hit or miss. They're just a fair weather team. They're contemplating benching Wentz, and now Wentz is looking great, but he plays great against subpar teams and with a lead, and he can hand the ball off. He's okay. And then you play a team that can actually play defense, and he's a horrible quarterback all the way around. Like I don't know what to make of him, but this game is a runaway. White is who they need to let play for a little longer, and they'll win ball games with White. Wilson can take time to develop and and learn and watch. He's a rookie. I think that will give them what they need to develop that kid.
Yeah, exactly. You would think he was a rookie, but he has been around for a little while. Oh, my gosh. I was like, are they about to let this guy score? I really was hoping not. This Jets defense needs to get their life together. Fourth and goal. Do they punt?
Yeah, look at them. They're going to go for it. It's four down territory in the red zone. Because even if they don't get it, then you got to pinch in the red zone. You got to pinch back.
Yeah, that's true. It's worth
Wentz,
6 points.
Wentz, look at him. Terrible.
Exactly. You look all bad. I'm like, first of all, you got to be careful you don't get hurt again. That's the problem.
Right. I mean, they got the game in the bag. Take the points. Stop trying to pin and trying to get extra points.
This be the type of thing that turns games around. You know, people are excited. Oh, we stopped you. Now they get a penalty.
Well, yep. You're right. You saw what happened with Cardinals when they stopped the Packers. They drove it all the way back.
Exactly.
All the way. And I mean,
speaking of Cardinals, while we're on commercial break, your boy is out for a couple weeks, I hear.
What? Who?
Kyle Murray.
Oh,
Kyler Murray.
Injured. That's right. He hurt himself in that game. That is right.
Yeah. So he's limping around. So, right. What does Arizona do this week, dude? Oh, no, they got to buy, don't they? They got to buy, right?
No, they play San Francisco.
Oh, San Francisco.
Yeah.
Let me take a look at these games.
Yeah, you got to play San Francisco. They got to play
favorite.
San Francisco Sunday. Yeah, and you said who's favorite?
The Cardinals.
Oh,
yeah,
they
why.
Should be favorite.
Yeah,
I mean,
they're still a good team.
But, I mean, did they rule Kyler out? Because that's the only way they would be favored is if
no.
he's going to play.
No, well, he's questionable, but they said ankle
why.
Injury.
Yeah, so he hasn't been ruled out. So because he still has a chance to play, their favorite. So that's why. I knew something was up because if he's out, they're done. They're toast. I don't know who even they can put in there after him.
Right,
I was like, who is their backup quarterback?
I was just about to say.
I'm over here like, what? And then even in the, like, fantasy, they don't have any, like, backup for him. Like, oh, this is a Cardinals backup. Try to pick him up. Like, you would think
right.
that they would say that if he's going to be out, but I don't even see that. So I think he's going to be playing. Like, they don't have anyone that's like, oh, you can pick him up. Oh, Colt McCoy, that's who their backup is.
Mm.
Colt McCoy, there he is. I found him. So it's Colt McCoy that'll possibly be playing.
Colt McCoy?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Good old McCoy.
Oh, that's cool. Rematches. So Green Bay, Kansas City, Jets, Colts. Broncos, Cowboys, Titans, I missed it, and Patriots and Carolina, all Super Bowl rematch games this week. It should be pretty good. Jordan Love is getting his debut. Is everybody excited to see that?
Oh, gosh. Heck, yeah. You know everybody's excited to see that. Freaking Aaron Rodgers and his slick slithering tongue that he tried to hit people with.
Man.
He's slick for that one.
Exactly.
I'm immunized. you have the COVID shot? I'm immunized. What is that? What does immunized mean? You got COVID, so you wasn't vaccinated, so your butt is out. They're about to be penalized. They're going to lose some picks. He's going to be suspended. It's a wrap for the Packers this year. He done messed them all the way up.
Yeah, I mean, put out any
what
information.
What the
dang?
Everybody but the center. You don't get too many calls like that, everybody but the center.
Yeah.
Marv, I was about to ask you, is Detroit going to win this week? But, well, they can't lose.
They are. You're going to lose the bye.
Yeah, they can't lose. Don't lie to him.
We're going to lose the bye. Trust me. We 3-point underdogs in the bye week.
Oh, God. That's sad.
Man, I've been watching so much college. I'm looking for who I want to pick in the draft. Man, Georgia got some big boys on that D-line, man. I want one of them boys. They got some of them game-changing D-linemen over there.
It's going to be interesting to see how this season plays out, really, honestly. Yo, he's got to get that ball out. Oh, thank God. Oh, my God. I'm hoping they can make something of this. Oh, guess not.
Man, I'm watching the damn Yahoo broadcast, and I think I'm about to play behind y'all.
Wait, you watch the Yahoo broadcast on what?
The Yahoo, on the Yahoo website, they play the game, so you're a play behind, yeah. You're not watching it on TV. Yeah, so they always have you a play behind on Yahoo broadcast, because I have that on my phone, and it puts in, and I'm watching on TV, it's a play behind. So, yeah, you're definitely a play behind for sure.
That's why.
Yeah,
I'm going to see everything after y'all call.
Because it's like streaming. I'm watching directly on the network right now.
No, yeah, yes. Yeah. Fancy Mimi over there. We got to settle for
what?
The
That's regular cable. That is regular cable. The NFL Network is included in all packages.
No, it ain't.
Don't lie to you.
Do not let them lie to you. Nope, because I have Sling, and there's like you have to pick two different packages. So if you don't get the blue and the orange, then you're going to be missing ESPN or you're going to be missing Fox. And then if you're missing Fox, you're missing the NFL Network. Yeah, it's, you know, don't let them lie to you.
Nah, I gotta have the NFL Network, and I be getting mad when I don't have Sunday tickets. So I definitely couldn't live without the NFL Channel. There ain't no way.
Yeah. No, they do. I think I have it. I'm turning to it right now. I think it's there.
Man, I just found the Red Zone channel on the cable out here in Kansas City.
Oh yeah, they should give you the Red Zone channel too.
Yeah. I like watching that Red Zone when when I'm looking at that fantasy score.
Yeah,
oh,
that's what
do y'all
you care
have the
about
game
it,
mix?
Scoring.
Do y'all have the game mix channel where you can put four games on at the same time?
No, what is that?
Oh, I don't even look for that. Oh, that's part of the, what you call it? That's part of the ticket.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, NFL Tiki got that, not no Red Zone.
I've been going over.
So I said, Fancy Mimi. Oh, you guys got to have that ticket. So
what
you got to
have
DirecTV.
It's
you got to have that DirecTV to get that ticket,
that
right?
You can watch all the games on. Why wouldn't you want that channel?
Which channel?
Yeah.
The NFL Tiki?
Yeah, DirecTV.
Exactly. Ain't got no DirecTV.
Man.
Exactly.
Gotta have DirecTV.
Right, I know.
They got the best thing. Man,
I know
y'all heard about
it. I mean, what? Oh, my bad.
I know. Anyway, no, it's cool. I know y'all heard about Rug, but I just want to send my condolences out to everybody who was injured in that accident. But, yo, man, that is crazy.
Yeah, that is messed up. That's such a bad look, man.
My thing is how you don't have a driver?
Man, he bought a Corvette. He bought that thing to drive it.
Yeah,
I know, but like while you're drunk during football season, drinking and driving, like, you know what I'm saying? It's not like it's the off season and you're wilding out. Not that I say to say it's okay, but it's football season. Like, why are you doing anything to jeopardize anything in the games, especially when you're a top performer?
He signed a four-year, $71 million deal. He could pay someone to just drive him around during the season to stay out of trouble.
The NFL has a service that they could just call. Anybody on the roster can just make a phone call, and the car service come and pick you up and your car out and take you where you got to go.
That's the crazy part.
Right, that's what I mean. Like, if they even got it like that, they got their own personal Uber world. Like, come on, man.
I'm sure. Like, why
they trying to keep you out of trouble?
Especially,
yeah, they trying to do everything they can to keep these kids out of trouble while they're playing. And man, this is too much money on the line. That's why it makes it so bad. Like, he blew so many, and I hate to use a pun, but he blew so many stop signs. You know what I mean? Before he made the baddest choice, which was to punch it up to 150. I mean, it's just terrible, man. Like, he's going to do real time.
Yeah,
right.
You're right about that.
Oh, they're giving him the book.
And then his career is over.
Yeah, that's the other part. No. No.
Because even if he doesn't do the minimum.
I read an article the other day talking about Gruden going to Randall Cunningham's church out in Vegas.
Oh, my gosh. Flag.
I don't understand. You just signed the deal. You're in the money. You've changed the life of your family and friends and everybody. And all they're asking you to do is just in-season behave. Obviously, never drinking and driving. You should never do that, whatever the case is. But it's like, why do you need to flex? You got the money. There's nobody can tell you anything. There's nobody that is on your level realistically other than your peers that are players. It's crazy that they can't get out of their bad habits, even getting to a certain level.
Yeah. There's no need for him to be driving, especially with his baby mother in there.
Oh, man, he probably was amping him up. Go faster. Boy was in there like, yeah, I can, man. It don't matter what, I'm Superman. He probably felt like Superman, you know. He feels like he's untouchable. Everything is going his way. Fame, money, power. Thought he was untouchable.
Yeah, I know. It's so sad, though, man.
No, Colts, don't do it. Don't pick Wentz. Oh, my God.
Who is Penta? That's not who I need to be catching the ball.
Why, you got somebody that's in here you need to have catch the ball?
Yeah, Pittman.
Yeah, I need Pittman. I got him in my lineup, too.
That's cool. I just like that they keep giving it to Taylor, so I'm good.
Yes.
I'm good. Taylor got like 100 yards.
No, Mike fell apart. Chubb got hurt.
Yep.
Murray got hurt. Hill got hurt. Now I had to let go of Ruggs because he's out.
Dang.
Gronkowski's hurt. Like, yo, my team was like, I was like 5-0. Now I lost like 3 in a row.
Yeah, me too. I lost Russell Wilson and Christian McCaffrey.
Is he back?
Huh?
I'm like,
is
I was
McCaffrey
doing
back?
So good. I don't understand what happened.
Mm. I don't know.
And then Yahoo.
I had a Chuba Hubbard, and I think he was projected to do shit this week.
And then Yahoo going to send me some message talking about my lineup need. Hold on, let me go back to, because I screenshot it because it was so ridiculous. Yahoo going to send me a messenger talking about your starting lineup has several potential issues you need to review. Like, excuse me, I don't need you to tell me that I need to adjust my lineup before Sunday, okay?
Yeah, they did, because you had it left there. You didn't move them.
I had a few issues that I need to address, and I don't understand, because I can't do anything. the stress that they're putting me under. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's a lot of people. This is a lot of injuries going on, a lot of stuff going on in this year of the NFL.
It's terrible. I don't got nobody. Nobody, nobody. Is Jerry Jeudy back?
Chubby's back.
Huh?
No, I said Chubby's back.
Terrible.
Chubb should be back, yeah.
Chubb is back.
They
got
a good matchup against Cincinnati. Who y'all like in that game?
And now I ain't got D. Henry to carry me over. I just want to cry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the king. He's become a human. He's no longer a god. He's become human.
And now I got to play Mac Jones.
Adrian Peterson.
I got to play Mac Jones instead of Kyler Murray. I'm in trouble.
Did you pick up Peterson?
I did.
What'd you say?
Mimi, did you pick up Adrian Peterson?
Oh, no, I did not. I actually
did
picked
up Derek
Gore.
A different back?
I picked up Derek Gore.
The guy from Kansas City?
For Kansas City, yep.
Still available in your league? If he is, I would go get him.
I picked him up, and I got Bart Scott. But I can drop one of them if McCaffrey's back.
I'm just thinking, like, I think they're still going to play a lot of D. Williams in Kansas City.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, you never know.
Right,
they play that double back. They could play that double back game, and that would be ideal.
Yeah, you might be right. They definitely got to run the ball in Kansas City. Because they putting too much pressure on Mahomes because everybody got their ears pinned back and they're just coming for him on the pass rush because they really haven't dominated in the run game. Like, the reason why they won that Giants game is because they ran the ball. Like, if they didn't run the ball, the Giants was going to pop their ass.
Exactly.
So, I mean, they got this game coming up against Green Bay. Green Bay's going to lean heavy on the run game because they got the young kid at quarterback. They're going to have to run the ball just to keep the defense honest. It's going to be an under. I wonder what the spread on the number is on that.
He said you wonder what the spread is going to be?
Well, not the spread, but the overall over-under.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. If the Jets have one more turnover, I'm going to sleep.
Then it is
47.5.
No, the turnover, I'm going to be like way, way back. Oh, gosh. Yeah, they're done. Johnson is. Whoever this Jay Johnson done.
Oh. Did he get it? Oh, I thought he got blocked. I was like, okay, this game is definitely over. The Colts are definitely running away with this game. Good job, bettors who bet on the Colts. I hate Thursday night games, though, because they ruin your whole ticket.
Yeah, I usually try to stay away from them. A lot of weird stuff always happens on these Thursday games.
Yeah, I think she was a game ahead of me, a play ahead of me. I just now see what she was talking about. This is crazy. I'm just now catching it. Said, did they block it? I was like,
oh,
what the heck? Come on. This is just horrible. There goes my office stick on this.
Oh, my gosh. That's who you got, D?
Yeah, I have the Jets. That would have been good, but the quarterback got hurt. You can't expect that to happen. White was doing good.
Wow.
And then
He
gets hurt. And I was like,
this
dang.
This is a nightmare for the
Jets.
Oh,
dang. Oh, dang. Thank you, Taylor. Dang.
Oh,
yes.
That.
Keep handing it to Taylor, baby. Yes.
That's why I asked you if you had him. Hello.
Oh, I do. I thought you said, do I have to pick the Jets? I was like, yeah, I did. No, I got Taylor. Heck, yeah, I do. He was my second ranked. He's my second pick. He's my second pick. Woo. I need him because I started losing ball games because I lost all my people. I was 5-0, and then I was 4-0. I went on a 4-game losing streak. Huh?
What position did you pick in your draft?
I was like, I think third.
Oh, you were third, and you went with Taylor in the second round.
Mhm. I went all running backs in the first couple of picks.
Yeah, I did too, but I got Eckler and Chubb.
I ended up with Christian McCaffrey. I got Taylor, and then I got Gibson.
Who was picked before McCaffrey?
Oh, Henry and Cook. Henry Cook.
And Dalvin Cook?
Yeah.
Okay. Man, in my draft, dude who went fourth, like the first three people who went off were running backs, and Henry was left at four. And he skipped Henry and picked Zeke.
Oh, no.
And then the guy after him picked Travis Kelce. So I'm sitting there like, who do I grab? And I took Chubb. And I wish I'd have took Najee Harris. That's who I wanted.
Yeah.
And I thought I was going to be able to catch him coming back on the other way. I was picking 8 out of 12. But it didn't work. But I got Eckler. He was good. Eckler going out there, going putting up numbers this year. So I'm good with Eckler. I just should have just took Harrison, just passed him Chubb.
I thought the damn Steelers
was going to suck this year.
They can run the ball.
Yeah, Harrison getting so much usage this year. This shit is crazy.
Because they can't throw the ball. They have to run it.
The other two picks I regret, because I nailed the draft other than these issues. Like, I'm still going to be all right, I think, long term. But, like, I picked Robert Woods instead of Cooper Kupp, and I picked fucking Higgins instead of Chase.
How do you do that, though? It's like, how do you decide? That's why I said certain things are like that. Who was your dark horse pick? Like, just somebody you gambled on that nobody would have saw coming.
My gamble was Joe Burrow. I took him late. Oh.
Because
I knew nobody was fucking with him, and I knew he was coming back to ball, and I knew he'd be there in the end. So I was picking a lot of position players and scooped up Burrow at the end like everybody's sleeping on him.
Yeah. Okay. Mia, you have a dark horse pick that you just picked that nobody was thinking about? Or was yours all the obvious?
Did we lose him?
Uh-oh, is she not with us?
No, I'm back. I had to fix my connection. Y'all sound much better now.
Oh, okay. Did you hear
his question? I told y'all I'd be right back.
We didn't even hear that. Nobody heard that.
A sneak attack. I'm in and out like a sneak attack.
Right. We were there talking to you. We're like, yo, Mia, what the, she just is nothing. I'm like, man, she talk a lot, so she must have been ghosted. We asked a question, there was nothing.
I'm back. I made it back.
Did you catch our conversation about the fantasy teams and shit?
Okay, yeah, go ahead now. Sorry, I didn't hear what y'all said.
Oh, the question was, who is like your dark horse pick that you thought that would be a nice pick that nobody would have picked up? Just like a gamble pick.
Let me see. Because Lord only knows. I have no one, guys. I have no one.
All right. So the two that I picked up when it was during...
Everybody, everybody on my team is just like, I mean, I don't use the waiver wire too often unless I get an injury. I usually stick with my guys, you know, from the beginning. But like, you know, I had Kyle Murray, I had Chubb, I had Kareem Hunt, I had Tyreek Hill, Emmanuel Sanders, Amari Cooper, Claypool, Mercole Hardman, Rob Gronkowski, you know, it's like I had people that can play, you know, so it's like.
What round did you get Gronk in?
Late.
Yeah, man, that's another one we all, I feel like I messed that one up too. I could have been snagged Gronk, and I knew
he was
going to
be decent.
But
then he got hurt, he was good, but then he got hurt, he ain't playing, and then when he did play, he got hurt again. Terrible.
Yeah, he is old. That's
what
the
hell did the Jets score? Y'all seen them score? I missed it.
Yeah, they did a good drive. Finally, Johnson got some stuff going. They finally did it. I need them to throw it to Crowder. I got Crowder, and he ain't getting no love. They keep giving it to Moore, the rookie.
Terrible.
Oh, Johnson trying to run. Like, come on,
man. Somebody was open.
I did a gamble. I picked two rookies this year on my fantasy team, and they were pretty good picks. I got Jamar Chase.
Yeah.
That was a home run. And then Pitts for Atlanta.
He took a while to get going, though.
Yeah, it was frustrating. Trust me. I had to go through the growing pain. Oh, my God. It took for a long time. I was like, pulling me. I was waiver wire was tight end all season. I'm like, this dude give me like 2 points, 3 points. Like, what is this? I at least need like six. And then a couple now he got comfortable with the offense. They see he's good, and now he's getting the rock. But Jamar Chase was like, I was like, you guys, no one wants to pick this kid. He's Burrow's best friend from when they won a national championship. He's getting the ball. Like, he's going to look at him all the time. That was the reason why I picked him. And I was like, oh, see? Perfect. Perfect. My whole idea is perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I knew better. I really had the inside word, like, yeah, don't sleep on Jamar Chase no matter what they talking about preseason. And I still went with what I thought was the safe pick and got Higgins, man. Higgins hasn't disappointed. Like, he puts up double-digit numbers almost every week other than the games he missed. But he ain't had them breakout performances like Chase. With the multiple touchdowns and multiple long catches and all that, man. It's just, and in between that, because I knew the offenses I trusted was the Rams, the Bengals, you know, a few others, but those are two I really trusted, the Bengals and the Rams. So I was thinking,
exactly.
Like, man,
the Bengals let me and D down last week. I don't even want to talk about them. Pissed me off.
Oh, man,
what?
Yeah. They got the Jets knocking everybody out of Survivor this year.
We had the Bengals last week, and they lost.
Oh, you picked them too?
I had already thought about
Jets
picking them
all
before
of Survivor you. This year.
And then when you picked them, I was like, all right, I'm on the right track. And then lo and behold.
And look at what they're doing tonight, bro. Oh, my God. It's like. You picked that game to go tough. Oh, God, I'm so mad. I'm so mad.
That's what I'm saying. How is Jets going to win that game? Like,
oh, the Jets, they just suck. They're just that team you just know. They're going to win some whack games.
Yo,
they're
annoying. There's
oh,
no
how you feeling about your boy? Oh, I was going to ask you, how you feeling about your boy, though?
Ooh.
Your quarterback, man, for the New England.
Oh, I mean, you know,
Jones.
Yeah, all right.
Listen to the New York slag. He don't even want to give him his due.
He all right, yo. He all right.
See, look at that.
She said it was smacking gum too. That's how you know. New York.
Belichick going right. Belichick going to the Super Bowl.
Him, let me see him win two games in a row.
Why
look
you got attitude when you talk about him though? The audience getting here heated though.
I want to see him win two games in a row, and then we could talk about something.
It's the defense ain't been
slipping
up.
Man, that's
up,
a big
huh?
win going out to L.A. like that.
Nah, that was. But okay, ha-ha, yeah.
And
right.
You know what? But I had to say it because, remember, you know who I was watching? Not Jones. I was watching Herbert. And he outplayed Herbert.
That means something.
Yeah. He's getting more comfortable in offense is what I can say.
He is. He is. Not. I'm going to give him his props. Like, he's not as whack as he was in the beginning, but, you know, it's too early to give him his full props yet. Let's wait a little bit. Let him play a couple games. Let me see him secure a wild card.
Casey is going to the playoffs.
Right.
I mean, that's what I said. Let me see him secure a wild card spot.
Oh,
what's the
just say the kid
what's
got
the odds on the Patriots
making
the playoffs?
He's not the second coming of Brady. That's what y'all got him on. That's what's so tough for him. It's Brady or bust.
Brady or bust.
Yeah. Right. Listen, yelling at me about it, but I'm just saying it shouldn't be that way. It should not
it
be
is.
That way.
It is.
Why are you so mad? This is so dysfunctional.
If you can't beat Brady, then you don't belong here.
Come on. There's nobody on the planet Earth that is going to do what Brady did in NFL history ever.
I'm about
to watch Matthew Stafford ball for the LA Rams every week. Sometimes you just got to let him move on.
Man. You can't give up.
I just want to see you happy, even if it's not with me.
Y'all, see, y'all, y'all are going to understand. When you're a patriot, you don't have time for people who want to do good. You must do good.
Man. That's what happens when you get spoiled with a lot of winning. You don't know how to lose to get back to winning. So it's
you don't need to lose. If you don't know how to lose and you don't lose, then you don't need to know how to lose.
Marv, look how she's just spitting on losers, bro, like how we've been going through it for the last 20, 30 years. And she going to yell out, you don't need to lose. See what happens when you be winning? Y'all don't know what it's like to lose anything.
We don't need to lose.
That's cool though. I'm finally on the winning track. We even won
must
with.
Oh, be nice.
Let's pump the brakes, Mimi. How many rings have you won in the last decade?
Not enough.
Exactly. You're never satisfied. That's exactly what I figured you would say.
Spoiled.
Spoiled. She spoiled her team.
Enough.
She spoiled her life. She spoiled with her and her daughters. They spoiled all y'all. Your whole situation spoiled.
Would you? I mean, what do you expect?
I know it's deserving. I'm not taking anything away, but it's okay to lose to win. You got to learn.
No. Thank you. That's not how I want to learn.
Oh, of course.
No, thank you.
But, I mean, I haven't been in purgatory like Mars, so, I mean, at least I'm above that.
Right.
Yeah.
If you were in Mars' situation, you would be the same way I am. You don't have time for losing. Losing is not an option.
That. He's saying
that's
it's cool to lose.
That's used to losing.
Sometimes you just don't have a choice. You just got
No, we got a choice. You make the choice.
Man, all I know is Mac Jones is going to the playoffs.
He better be going for something. I don't know what he thinks we got going on here. think you got
Belichick going to be
well, much time
Belichick
to figure it out.
Belichick going to be a scary-looking guy in the wild card spot. How would you like to win your division just to fight, play Belichick in the wild card game?
If that's what we get?
I'm just saying any team, like whatever team it is that wins.
Nobody wants
know,
to play
potential.
Bill Belichick in the playoffs.
Right. That's
nobody but
saying.
Brady.
I mean, what if we got that Super Bowl? Tampa Bay versus the Patriots in
you
the
know,
Super Bowl.
You know, with my luck, Brady would win. Just to stick the knife in.
Oh, funny.
I really feel that way.
Yeah,
I really feel like.
You should just be proud of your young quarterback.
I mean, I'm proud of him. Good job. Now, where do we go from here?
You only go up. You start winning ball games. You start winning playoff games. You start learning to win.
Mm-mm. It's terrible. You guys got the wrong mindset. I cannot.
But that's just because we had to learn to build up to win. You had a team that was on a winning ride for a time or two, but y'all was not winning all the time, too. You had a drought between Super Bowls, too, so you had to go through it to get there. Tom Brady won a Super Bowl, and then he went, like, what, almost 10 years before he got his next one? What was that time frame between Super Bowls? Like 10 years, 07 to 17?
You
Is
know
that
what?
What it was?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, you go just out of running under the rug, huh? Oh, listen to her. Let's get this information up.
Do you have something that you want to say? Do you have something that you want to say? Because...
Oh, yeah, my bad. I have to back it up. It was 2005 to 2015. So she did have to go through a little drought like
exactly.
us. So y'all
That's
did
what
have
I'm
to
saying.
Lose.
I don't understand what people are talking about. Just because we have more rings does not mean that we did not go 10 years without winning anything. So.
Y'all had winning season.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter unless you win the big game. Who cares about a winning season if you lose in the end?
But every
so if you didn't win the Super Bowl, then you might as well lost every game is what you're saying.
Exactly. If you don't win the Super Bowl, you might as well go 0-16. 0-17 now.
Dang.
You sound ridiculous.
I sound very logical, actually.
If you don't win the Super Bowl, you should just lose every game.
If you don't win the Super Bowl, you might as well have lost every game so you could get the number one pick for next year because your season was a complete waste.
Dang.
If you die, you believe it. First, you
laugh. That's logical thinking.
That's never lost talk.
What?
That's never lost talk. That's never lost talk. That's
you
what happens
what?
When you just be winning. I mean, I can only hate.
Listen, honestly, if you get all the way to the Super Bowl and you lost, you want somebody to pat you on the back and say, "Oh, good job. You almost did it. You almost had it." No, you don't. You don't want to hear that. You're like, everything that I've done has been for nothing. That's how people feel when they lose the Super Bowl. They're not happy. Oh, well, we had a great season. Those people half the time don't even want to talk to the media. You tell me they're looking at it like, oh, well, our season was successful. No, it was not successful. You lost. There's no success in losing.
Where is she going in?
I know.
She is going in.
She's going on a tear. I'm
right.
like,
that's how
looking,
Jets feel right now.
So there's only one team and then all the other teams are losing.
Correct.
Because the end is only one Super Bowl win.
And in the end, everybody else is a loser except for the one who wins the championship.
Well, what about the team that goes 0-4 against the first pick?
And they're real losers.
But didn't they win the first pick?
Actually, they are technically winners of the losers because now they get the number one pick, which is the only thing that you can look forward to after losing, after being a loser all season, you know, is having the number one pick. So they are the winner of the losers, but they're still losers, and here we are.
But they're winners.
Of the losers, yes, because they get the number one pick. But if you want to look at it that way, then they're technically two winners, the one who loses every game and the one who wins the big game. Those are the two winners of the season. No, everybody else is losers.
I feel so much better now.
Huh?
I feel so much better now about
my
Lions.
Well, of course, because the Detroit Lions, are you're hoping and praying that this will be the only win you guys get.
Man.
You're like, I need clarification.
We're gonna lose
this. So what you're saying is,
we're going to find a way to lose this week. We're going to buy.
Right. You better hope you do, because if you don't lose on this week, something is seriously wrong here. It's going to be a long fourth quarter for these Jets. I'm telling you right now.
Oh, man, they suck.
I'm in my Facebook group of Lions fans. There's a meme that says, it's cold and flu season. Wear a Detroit Lions jersey so you won't catch anything.
That is sad.
Oh, God. I love it.
That is sad. It's out there in Arizona, man. I got a crazy tattoo, and it is healing right now. I'll tell you that.
Tat it up.
Always.
Gotta keep that ointment on that thing.
You get that Nivea cream?
I use Aquaphor for the first couple days. And then there's this tattoo company that I just found out about called Mad Rabbit. I don't know if you heard of it, but they make skincare products for people with tattoos, and I really like their stuff, so I reordered another round of that stuff to keep putting on my tattoos.
I have one tattoo. I feel like there's not many people who just have one tattoo.
I'm one of those people. I only got one, too.
Ginger spirit.
Yeah, I did it, and then I was like, I'm done. I never got to it.
You didn't like it?
I always wanted.
If I'm gonna put something there, I gotta know that it's gonna be there forever. I gotta like it. And I just couldn't figure out some things I wanted to put on. I mean, maybe my kid, my son's names or something like that. But it was like outside of that, like my mom and my sons, like there's not much more. Dang, who got the ball now? Is that crowded? No, it ain't crowded. Dang.
I ain't gripping,
man. Come on, where's the? This is why Johnson sucked. Where are you? Come on, man.
And you know the Colts ain't even gonna try to score again. So my little okie dokes that. I need Pittman to get another score. I need their tight end, their backup tight end, to get a score.
I'm cool with the. Thank God for Taylor, because I was on a three-game losing skid. I need some wins. I need some points. But Crowder messing me up. He ain't getting no burn. He getting no burn.
Right.
Crowder getting me killed right now, man. He's the one I needed. I got 42 points right now. Let me see. Yeah, I got 4 points from Crowder and 38 from Taylor. Boy, got 172
wow.
yards, 2 touchdowns. Yes, sir. I'm saying I needed him. He Gibson been killing me, man. I should have traded him. Kit McKissick is getting all the burn in Redskin land.
Oh, yeah, but he ain't been doing too good. He had, like, 2 points last week.
Yeah, I know, but he usually gets all the, like, extra downs. Because I got Gibson.
Well,
and
I just sent him back to the waiver wire. I was pissed at him last week.
McKissick?
Huh?
You said McKissick's on your waiver wire?
No, I put him back on there. I put him back there. He pissed me off.
That's what I said. You putting him on. He's on your waiver. Man, he's no one even dropping him. He's getting all the burn.
Yeah, he's getting all the catches in a PPR league.
Yeah. Yeah. He's killing.
Ain't nobody. Don't nobody want him.
I'll take him because I need a running back.
A heartbeat.
Right. Well, I just need. If McCaffrey comes back, then I'm going to be solid. I'm going to be
right.
Okay. Because Taylor just got me a bunch of, even though I just lost one of my picks on my pick-ems from the Jets debacle because of the quarterback getting hurt. They're on their third string. I'm just like, come now, come. The game started off like, all right, cool, we're going to keep it. And then, nope, that sure is, that didn't happen, man.
So what are y'all liking this Panthers and Patriots matchup?
Now let's ask the actual fan.
Where is it at? Is it in New England?
No, it's in Carolina.
I like the Patriots. It seems that the Patriots can't win at home, but they do tend to play well on the road. So I'm going to take the Patriots.
I got Damian Harris on my team. And ESPN got him at a 21%. Likelihood to bust. And only 13% likelihood to boom. I don't like that.
So what you thinking?
I don't know. I mean, is it really a weak to bench him? He's been playing good.
Hard to say, man.
Like last 3 weeks, he's been 18-26-14.
Are you crazy? Do you see what's happening in this game?
No, cut it off. It was over. Well, they're building fantasy rosters and stuff.
And they're not even tabbing the numbers with the people we need. Why is Wentz still in here, man? Take him out.
Really, before you get hurt.
Right. Then you have a real problem on your hand.
Yeah, man. I mean, Taylor did what I need him to do. I need to just get the back ball back.
Oh, how nice of you. See, now you're used to winning. All you're doing is yap, yap, yapping.
What you mean? I got one of my player that I picked is doing something. Don't get mad at me.
Yeah.
I was so excited about that. I needed one player.
I got one player that's doing something for me. Something is really wrong with you.
Hey, I got a question about my lineup.
Uh-oh.
I got Higgins, Robert Woods, Keenan Allen, and Jacoby Myers. Start two of those.
Take out Jacoby Myers.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, my God.
He get hella targets, man. He going to find the end zone eventually.
Okay, see, that's your problem. You're talking about eventually.
Exactly.
Yeah, with what you have, there's no point in playing with that.
And
that guy can
drop
be left.
Him,
all
right, forget Jacoby.
Nobody's picking him up. So he will be there when you get back.
Oh, Pittman got the ball. Pittman got the ball.
He ain't doing nothing.
Oh, he grabbing his ankle, though. He grabbed his ankle, man. He out.
Great.
Oh, that's terrible. Robert Woods is missing practice.
All right, here we go. Give it to that backup tight end. Oh, man.
Nah,
that
man.
Ain't
just
the backup
the
tight end.
Just hand the ball off. That's what I need you to do.
So who do I go with, y'all? Do I put out of that group, which two people do I start?
All right. Say their names again.
Oh, he threw it up. He threw it up.
No, he didn't
have
it.
Oh, Hines with the kids.
Throw the names at me again.
Keenan Allen,
Hines,
Robert Woods, and T. Higgins.
And
yeah, Robert Woods and T. Higgins.
Oh, yeah, it's Higgins.
And bench Keenan Allen?
No. I would say Keenan Allen.
Wait. Who did the Chargers play? You got to look
That's
at who they're playing.
The Eagles?
Yeah, I would play Keenan Allen. And then who are the Cincinnati
play
playing? They're playing the Browns?
Cincinnati playing the Browns. And,
I would stay away from the Browns
Rams
because they got good corners. They took like two of the L.A. corners and paid them to put on their defense. But Cincinnati.
You think
so Keenan Allen in. And then who else is left?
Robert Woods.
Robert Woods and they're playing who?
But he's got a foot injury. He didn't practice all week. He's questionable.
Well, you always can put him in, and then if they say he's not playing, then take him out. Then you're going to have to pick the other dude.
Should I just pick the other dude anyway?
Okay, put him in there. That way you don't have to worry about going back to it, because you might fuck around.
Oh,
I fuck around
to
get a lot. I played fucking Calvin Ridley last week, and he fucking played.
You need to stop smoking, brother.
Man, I just forgot I had him on my team, to be honest, man.
Calvin Ridley, never.
Because he wasn't my main team. I got like one league I'm in for two and one league I'm in for one. So the one I'm in for one, I like be slacking a little bit on that one, but I'm still all right over there. You know the Cowboys are undefeated against the spread?
Yep. Yeah, they are.
Green Bay Packers is number two at 71.
Dang. Yeah, you better take them points. They knew that the boys were coming. See, that's why I said if they had their quarterback, they would have came. The game would have been won by the Jets, but they had to rely on Johnson and Johnson Moderna shot.
Oh, God. Speaking of Moderna shot, they're not going to do nothing to Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, they are.
He's not vaccinated.
No, that's how he got that. He lied. He lied, like literally said, "Hey, they're like, hey, Aaron, are you vaccinated?"
He said he's immunized,
which is similarly saying that I have been immunized by other things, not the COVID shot.
So he lied. So Green Bay season is over.
And that's why Love got to play.
They were never told
that they had to get the shot.
But he also can't tell people he did not have the shot, though.
Right.
But he didn't. He said he was immunized.
Yeah,
he just used some wordplay.
He's immunized. They asked him if he had the shot.
Immunized.
And he said, I'm immunized.
Shot.
Yeah.
He said, dog, this is easy lunch. No lawyer in the world will have a problem with that. That is not anything he's liable.
I'm just
going to
let you know.
Marv,
I'm already going to let you know.
He already lost his arbitration.
So you know he already lost his arbitration earlier in the season when he tried to use some holistic way of getting vaccinated, not the real vaccination. They said, no, that doesn't count. And you have to tell people if you're vaccinated or not, because if you're not vaccinated, there's protocols you have to follow. I.e., if you're not vaccinated, you can't be in the area of meetings in the room. You have to be on the little TV screen. He was in the media rooms. He was everywhere. And he's acting as if he's carrying himself around like he was not, well, he was vaccinated. Come to find out he was not, and he lied. NFL doesn't crack down on him, they're going to have a bad look on their hands. Because what all other players are going to say is like, no, I'm not going to do it. Then you didn't do anything to Aaron Rodgers. Then you can't do nothing to me. Regardless on the stature of Aaron Rodgers, it doesn't matter. They have to make an example of him, because if they don't, these rules have been in play for like 2 years now, two seasons.
If you don't have to be vaccinated. Leave everybody else alone.
The Saints got draft picks taken and they were penalized. 50, what was it like? Like, it was like 500,000. And then some other team, the Vikings, lost draft picks and were penalized 500,000 for the same incident. So that's what makes it worse for him, because you just saw what happens when you do that. So you let it happen even after you saw the penalty, and the Packers should get penalized because they let him do it.
So wait a minute. Two other teams have already been penalized for doing the same thing?
Yeah. The Saints lost draft picks and they lost draft picks and they got a fine of $500,000. Obviously, that's not a lot of money to a team, but still, draft picks are what people care about the most.
And draft picks is worth, that's value. That's crazy, man. I hate this fucking policy, man. Like, I don't understand it. Like, a vaccine is supposed to protect the person who gets the motherfucker. Like, what difference does it make if someone else doesn't have it? If you got it, then you do it. I don't get, like, somebody else having to take some medicine. Like, just give it to the people who want the medicine.
Just put it on them.
Like, just say like a liability. Like, if I don't want the vax, just let me sign a waiver and say, if I catch the vid and I'll go out in my blaze of glory. That's the way I live my life. And if everybody
you
else
can't because
stand
you
up,
you got
good.
It's not about you though. That's what they're trying to get the
it's
point
not
across
about
to.
You.
It's not about you.
You
it's about everyone else.
Right. You could be asymptomatic and then you go ahead and infecting people and you don't even know it. You're fine, but maybe somebody else that you infect won't be fine. And then what? You just gonna say, "Oh, sorry, I gave you COVID and you died."
But all those other people had a chance to get the vaccination.
Get COVID even though you're vaccinated. You're not 100% immune. You just have a better opportunity of not catching it, and not even not catching it, but your body being able to fight it is what the vaccine does for you. It does not make you immune to it. It makes your body know what it is, so it can try to fight it better than a foreign virus.
So in that case, why is it so mandatory? If that's the truth, why is it so mandatory? If it's a half-assed vaccination,
because it's a virus,
why is
that
it
shut
so
down
important
the world.
That it has to be done?
There has never been anything that has shut down the world completely. This is not
sure
just
has.
A regular
This
old
hasn't
cough.
Been in a while. This is light work as far as pandemics are concerned when you really look at
really?
The grand scheme
and
of
why
history.
Did the whole world shut down for over a year?
Because
if
the
this
whole
is
world
light work,
is,
they would have been prepared for this.
The whole
nobody
world
nobody would have shut down. The world
germophobic.
Would have been normal.
So
yes, the whole world is germophobic. There's no.
Oh my
they're
God.
They're not even germophobic.
No,
that's the
like,
problem.
Support for
the problem
immune
is we're not germophobic
there's no
enough.
Discussion of the immune system.
Right.
We're not germophobic enough for the fact that people started washing hands now and buying more hand sanitizer and buying more
right.
wipes and buying more cleaning products. All of
people.
A sudden. So we were
but
germs
that's not
like
how you
now.
Do it, man. That's like what you sterilize a hospital with. Like in the normal world, you beat disease with a healthy immune system.
There ain't no change in his mind. You might as well give up this argument.
I'm just saying, man. I'm on Team A-Rod and Kyrie, man. I'm sorry. And let's ask your boy Brady
that,
if he stabbed
fine.
Up. Is Brady stabbed up?
Well, I guarantee you, Marv, if we was talking
Brady
about
don't
millions,
even eat
dollars
bread.
Of, millions of dollars on the line for you to say you're not taking that vaccine, I guarantee you, you're going to take that vaccine. I guarantee you're going to take the vaccine.
I don't know. I got to just be in that position to make that decision, I suppose. But I just don't
do you
think
have
that,
any health conditions,
I don't
my
think
friend.
The policy is based
that's
on,
my
like,
question.
Logic. I think it's based on panic.
Yes,
everybody
it's based on
scared.
Fear. Yes,
yeah,
it's based
what,
on fear.
That don't make it okay.
Well, that's not what it's supposed to be is okay. That's not what they're going for. But you got to also understand – like she's saying, depending on how you get. Cause like, for instance, I got the COVID when it first started back last year, like in like March. Yeah, because on my birthday I was sick. So it was like I had gotten it. My symptoms were I couldn't taste. And when I coughed, it was like it was hard to breathe after coughing. That is it.
Mm-hmm.
I took some Dayquil, chilled in the bed, and didn't really eat for like a couple of days pretty much because I didn't want to eat anything because I couldn't eat it. It's not that I couldn't, I just didn't want to because when you can't taste nothing, it's just chewing. So I was like, cool. Like I didn't have any like issues with really breathing. I didn't have like conditions where I needed to be hospitalized. The thing is I had some of the symptoms. And I was feeling really like I had a fever, and then I was like, I have these things, so I have to stay home to protect people. A year later, knock on wood, nothing's happened to me. But that doesn't say the same for somebody else. Somebody else can get it, and it can ruin their entire system. They could die from lungs. They can start breathing. If they're asthmatic, they're done. Like, there's a lot of things. So you're really trying to protect those that you don't know how it's going to affect them. You have to do it that way. Like, how would you feel if your son got that and he was hospitalized because the kid at the school didn't get immunized and didn't tell him he wasn't and he just kept playing with your son? How would you feel about that family?
Man, COVID don't hurt kids like that.
That's not what we're. You don't know.
Right.
You're talking about COVID.
Yeah.
There's variants that are going around. It's mutating. So answer my question.
Bro, you gotta start watching the news, man.
Yeah, what is wrong with him? I don't watch the news.
You mean I don't watch the news, bro? It's just how
they,
things work.
They're pumping you up, man. This thing is like what, like 1%?
Marv,
like maybe.
Marv, they're not pumping me up. I've never been vaccinated. I caught it, and I said, that's my natural vaccination. So
right.
They're not pumping me up. I experienced it. There's no pumping a person up that lived through the scare. It doesn't scare me like that for me personally. But I'm talking about other people. I'm a healthy individual. I don't really smoke anything. I smoke cigars, but I don't smoke daily, so I don't have lung issues. I'm fairly fit and regularly hit the gym. I intake my vegetables. I detox regularly. Like, I don't have an issue with it. but nobody is going through life like I am.
But
so
that's what I'm saying. I think the thing
anything.
Should be based off that. It should be based off, like, the folks who are at higher risk should be the ones who should be, like, expected to have mandatory stabs. You know what I mean? Like, the people who are otherwise healthy, young people, children, like, you know what I mean? There's case by cases. This is a doctor. A doctor should be making these calls. This shouldn't be a government
Dr.
call.
Dr.
Like
Fucci.
I can't,
whatever
man, no. I'm talking about, like, I'm talking about individual people's doctors. I'm talking about your personal doctor should be the one to
with
say,
all of them,
you
well,
are
okay,
at this
but
level.
They're not,
of more,
okay, so let me ask you this. You want
got
a doctor to tell you to do
you
something.
Need it, but you're
listen,
good. That's how
a doctor is going to tell you to take it because Johnson & Johnson is going to pay that doctor. Every time he gets someone to get vaccinated, he's going to get a stipend for that. So I'm not listening to the doctor if that's your answer for everything, because that's why the pharmaceutical companies got all these drugs out there out of control, because their
doctor
is telling
you. You don't got to choose the chicken shit doctor that sells out for the,
it's
for the pharmaceutical
the
company.
It's the ones that everybody trusted the most that was giving out the most because they wanted the money. The ones
now,
that everybody
know,
thought was
like,
the non-Christian
you can pick
ones.
Your doctor is all I'm saying. Like, you're going to have to go to the doctor.
I get that.
Like,
but I'm telling you, like, if the doctor tells you, so he goes, Marv, you need to take this just based on things that I've heard about this whole thing.
Man, let me just say this. My dentist told me I should take my wisdom teeth out. Guess where my wisdom teeth are?
Are they out?
No, they're in my wise-ass
mouth. So you didn't even, like, listen to your doctor. So your statement is irrelevant now because you're like, you need to listen to your doctor. And your doctor
no, my point is that you can get another opinion. You can get second opinions. Like, just
and
like all doctors
you
don't
have
don't
to
see
be vaccinated. Okay, so like, at the end of the day, Marv, you're right, because truly you don't have to get vaccinated, right? You don't have to. But what they're saying is if you're not vaccinated, tell people the truth that you're not vaccinated. Don't walk around the earth unmasked and unvaccinated and not telling somebody that you didn't get the vaccination. They're just saying you should give people the equal right to know if they're in your presence that you're vaccinated or not. That's all they want to know.
Marv,
outside of
Marv,
what you do.
Marv,
all
right, let me ask you something. So if your job says we are going to fire you, if you do not take the vaccine, you not taking it?
No, I'm not.
So you just going to be on unemployment?
No, I'm going to file grievances.
No.
Be a fight.
That doesn't work. That doesn't work. Corporate companies are allowed to make that demand. There's nothing you can do about it. You can either lose your job or you can take the vaccine. There is no filing grievances.
Listen,
there is no
someone very close to me. I won't say who because I was sworn to secrecy. Someone very close to me.
The hell is
no, I'm serious. It's not my business to tell who this person is, but I'm telling you, they're very close to me. And they were faced with that proposition, and they filed, I don't know exactly what the documents and paperwork and names and stuff is, but they went at it like it was a violation of their religious, or the religious exemption, yes.
Uh-huh.
They filed for the religious exemption. And shut the whole program down and the whole corporation. They no longer were coming at people with the mandatory vaccination. The whole corporation decided against the policy.
Mm-hmm.
That's not
the
your
point
job.
I'm making is that if New York had any cojones, we wouldn't be in this problem. It's the people of New York, the largest city in the world, or not in the world, but in this country. They're the ones that's letting the government bully them around, and I just don't buy it. I'm disappointed in New York, man. I could see California with them soft
candies
and
stuff. What is he smoking over there? That's what I would like to know.
I don't know. We could live somewhere else. All I'm saying
is
I'm not worried about. All I said is this. I feel that if you're not vaccinated and you're not and you're walking around maskless, it should be known in a place where you're in a confined environment and you're my coworker. I need to know that, especially if I have an ill child or somebody that if I pass it to them, they could die. I should know who I'm around, if they are vaccinated or not. Outside of that, that's all I'm saying.
All right, that's
what they're saying.
I can't even argue.
That's all
that.
I'm
that's
saying.
Fair.
I'm not.
You gotta
I'm not,
be right.
That's all.
Like,
that's all they're saying. This is let's
yeah.
full circle this whole conversation back. That's what they're saying
right.
about Aaron Rodgers. That's what I meant. Is
yeah,
you
he's wrong
did not
for that.
Tell.
He is wrong for that.
Yeah, exactly.
He is
you
wrong
didn't
for
tell
that.
your people. And if someone had their child get sick because they around Aaron Rodgers, you think they going to try and go rip the kid, the dude head off? You didn't tell me my daughter's on a respirator and she might die because you didn't want to tell me? Yeah, they got to punish him, and they need to do something because he's lying to people. He's walking
man, what's
around.
Two of these dead kids, man, I'm trying to tell you, the COVID victims are a little older than that, man.
I'm just
you paint
saying
such a grim
it's an example. Is an example because people ain't really caring about grandparents dying and stuff. Their time is coming anyway. You know what I'm saying? It's
really?
Not that serious, but
yes, it is.
To some people, it's just like they're not as much because right now the fight is most people are trying to get their kid the new vaccination, the limited vaccinated for the kids, even though the kids
they
ain't
sterilizing kids,
right. Trust me, they already got all them kids. If you want to go back to school, you got to get the vaccination. So that's what you got to do. And as a parent, you got
to
decide.
I guarantee them parents is sending them kids back to school. Because ain't no parent in their right mind want to be a homeschool teacher. I can guarantee
that.
Oh,
yeah, man. Hey, my kids, as soon as they said they can go back if they got stuck, they get stuck. I was like, there you go. And they looking at me like, Dad, I was like, no, I didn't get it because I don't need it. You got to get it because you ain't staying here.
Exactly. Marv is the
y'all
new
not, y'all not at
teacher.
All y'all not at all worried about the way that this was rushed to the market or nothing like that?
It's never been rushed to the market, Marv. If you really want to talk about somebody that listens to the news, I read documental paper. Actually, the COVID-19 vaccine and its actual predecessor, the COVID-19 variant, were lab created in 2014 to 2017. The actual vaccine to actually prevent it was patented in 2018. So it wasn't a real rush. They've had it. They just needed to wait for the next election to be able to come of age to be able to use this for the persuasion of what you said, fear. That's why I never really believed in it. It's first.
My brother,
so I'm not disagreeing
with
you.
It's 2021.
Yeah. Yeah.
You only gave
it's
me a
rushed.
7-year history. That's 7 years.
But that's you've got to understand it's COVID-19, which means there's 19 variants of it. They've been brewing it up for a while, my friend.
Well,
so,
that's the other side of it. We got to talk about that part of it. But before we even
get
into
that, I'm not.
I'm just saying.
I'm just
like,
telling you. Like you definitely understand what I'm coming
right
from.
Here. If the Jets score right here, they got an onside kick, and we have ourselves a game.
Are you kidding?
30-45. They got a lot of work to do, but
what is that with the Colts? Why do they let people back in games?
I told you, that's why I picked the Jets to win, but they lost their quarterback early. That's why I'm so mad. They're doing this
and
for Vegas,
totally
bro. People thought the spread was going to be it. It's the fix, bro. He's going to catch that. It's in. Ooh. He ain't even throwing it to his other player. I'm telling you, Vegas.
Right.
A lot of people
who
pick,
is that
guy?
Hey,
did y'all ever
a lot of people pick that
like the live
spread,
in-game bet they be offering? Like when you can
nah, they do. They let you do
oh,
some stuff.
Oh my gosh, terrible! It's terrible.
No, I got a friend bragging right now. He's like, "You like that spread?" I'm like, "Bro, I like the spread, but." He's like, yeah, they're going
to
win by 8. I'm like, nah.
Did you want them to cover the spread or win all right?
He bet one of them, like, yards and they, oh, these niggas dropping the ball. It's over. Yeah, it's anyway. They're
right,
done.
Exactly.
They're not even catching the ball. They're not even catching the ball. I thought they was going to be like,
this is it right here. Two-down territory.
It ain't even two-down territory. They're going to punt it. They ain't going to go for it.
They
this is why I'm so mad that quarterback got hurt. This is why I'm so mad the quarterback got hurt, because I picked him with the other kid to be in, and then he gets his arm busted. And I'm like, come on.
How are they just letting me back in this game?
Because the Colts are terrible.
Oh, no.
That's why I picked the Jets. Look at that. Oh, my goodness.
Did you pick that up off the ground?
Nah, it hit the ground. Rolled all up in the ground.
Yeah, he had the ground. Yeah, it's all in the ground, bro. He tried to cover it up real quick. So that with that camera, too, the camera too good. The camera angles,
right.
They got every angle.
They're right. They got every possible angle you could think of. Yeah, well,
come
this
on,
is so
man.
We got to start doing this on Thursday nights, you know, for the season, talking about the games, talking about other things.
Hey,
a lot of stuff be going around
yeah,
the league, and a lot of stuff be
format.
Happening on Thursdays.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to tell y'all. I was going to ask, I mean, even after the season, man, what are we going to do? We just got to go black, zero dark 30 once the football season is over?
No, we don't have to. No, we can continue on.
No, let's go all year round this time.
Because that's like a podcast. You can talk about some stuff. You just got to come up with some stuff to talk about. Because it's funny
yeah,
to hear her New York accent when she mad.
Exactly.
You
there's
out
there's
when
more
she
topics
mad.
Of
that's
discussion. We could talk about other things, and then once football comes back up, obviously we're going to be football focused. But, no, we could definitely talk about other stuff. I'm definitely excited for what we have in store for everybody. But you know what that time means? That is our time. We got to get a longer slot. I feel like if we're going to do it like this, we need at least 2 hours.
Let's do it.
All right, yo. Well, just want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We are in our final minutes. Got to thank the Sports Cave Network for hosting us each and every week. We're going to flip-flop back and forth. We might be on Tuesday. We might be on Thursdays, but we're definitely going to be on one of the days. Marv, my boy D, we're here each and every week. Tell people how they can get a hold of you. Marv, you can go first.
Catch me on IG at B1GMRV. Catch me on Twitter at Marv_88.
All right, you heard it there first. D, how can the people get a hold of you, my friend?
On IG, Laporte Clan, you know the plan. That's what you can get me on right there. You guys can find me on there, and you can be there, be square.
All right, yo, we got some good things coming up for you. We got some great ideas. We're going to be podcasting all year round. You heard it here first. You know, so you got to hold us accountable. But we'll be here at least once or twice a week for sure. But check us out next Thursday. We might have to do this again. This was fun, guys. You guys know you can find me, official_Mimi_C, on all platforms. So if you need to get a hold of us, that's how you can find us. Hopefully, D, you got those characters coming in soon for us. Get it off of there.
Yeah, I definitely do. I already sent over the pictures and that you guys sent me over there, so we'll have some characters about ourselves, and then we can have a little logo we can work with.
Exactly. Then we can fully force our podcast. We're going to be here with you guys more often than you may like. So get ready to hear our voices a lot. Thanks, boys, for tuning in. I'll see you guys next week. I'll be in touch this weekend. A lot of games to look at.
Peace.
All right, y'all. Later. Everybody stay safe. We are out of here.